due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
I made sure that Brock Lesnar did not get suspended. And I made sure that you will compete against Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship at SummerSlam. I just hope you kick his ass. Wow, that's a soundbite. That's also really unprofessional for the general manager. You can't pick sides. You can't play favorite.
You maniacs, Hulk Hogan, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. So what you gonna do?
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, Rochester wrestling fans, the world wrestling fans, everybody. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for another Saturday. It's August 11th. Holidays today. It's Presidential Joke Day. All I gotta say is Trump. All right. And it's Son and Daughter Day. All right. And a special happy 65th birthday to the greatest of all time, brother Hulk Hogan.
Brother.
65 today. He qualifies now for Social Security. Just like those old videos back from the guy
from 20 years ago.
20 years ago when the Attitude Era was going on and they had the huckster. Welcome to the show today on the Cash Man. I am joined by Danger Boy, the boy who grew up in the show, and that's it.
Good morning.
It's just us.
It is.
Just us. It's justice. All right. Welcome to the show. We got a lot of stuff going on. Pinklink's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts the Light Empire at Culver. You can join us September 8th for UFC 228, Salvatore's Saloon, and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. East Ridge Road. Let's see how easy I can say that. 10 p.m. start time, so get there early. Hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's September 8th at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 228. And I want to thank everybody who came out for 227 last week. That was a lot of fun. It was a blast. We had a good time. Brian covered for me till I got there. I got there about 11.
I was shocked by some of those results, at least one.
Let me guess. The first round knockout?
No, not that one.
No.
The one that was the first loss for Mighty Mouse since 2011.
Yeah, that was, and you know what? Mighty Mouse looked great. The guy beat him. Henry Cerruto looked terrible. Looked like he got a car accident. Mighty Mouse didn't look like he had a scratch on him. I mean, it's just, he got outpointed. Cerruto took him down multiple times. And I believe Cerruto was a amateur wrestler. So I think he was in the Olympics. So I believe that, his strength, Mighty Mouse's strength as well, but not as strong as good a wrestler. That was a great fight. Hopefully we'll see another one between these two guys. They have fought a couple times before. But, I guess when you fight a guy three times, eventually you're going to figure out how to beat him.
Yeah.
I think that's how it goes. But it was amazing. It was a good night of fights. I thank everybody for coming out, and we definitely want to do it again on September 8th. School will be back in session. First weekend of the NFL. Why don't you come out and have some fun watching UFC, with us at Salvatore's Garage Door. Salvatore's Saloon. Be a lot of fun. Interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate? Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join the Rock City Roller Derby. And if you're interested in the Flower City Fear, it's the men's team. Go to their Facebook page, Flower City Fear, F-L-O-U-R, Flower City Fear. And you can join and hang out with us, all the people skating around. But I've got a huge surprise, but it's not till the end of the show, so you're going to have to wait.
Huge surprise.
Huge surprise.
I have no idea what this is.
You don't. I really don't. I haven't told you at all. So you got to remind me that I have a huge surprise at the end of the show. I want to start the show by talking about, we've got one more week, 1 week from tomorrow, SummerSlam. We will be at Salvatore's at the garage door for SummerSlam.
Yay.
You want to come out and hang out with us and have a good time? And I will bring some t-shirts. I'll give some stuff. You know, I just need people to be there to get it.
He will give you hugs.
I don't know about that. Maybe, you know, it depends. You know, I mean, if you have an hour glass figure, yeah, you might get a hug, but I'm not keeping that to women or men. It could be either one. I don't want to see a guy with an hourglass figure, though. But I saw a few out here. Did you see you guys were exercising outside the building here today?
No, I didn't.
There was like a whole group.
I was
group.
Too busy trying to find parking.
We have the Jamaican Fest right next to us today outside the we're in the five-star bank building. I was looking out. I was coming up, and there's people like that were running and exercising, and they stopped. You know that big circle, turnaround circle?
Yeah.
They were like doing like, I don't know, like they were doing, they were like, exercising. They were like doing these things where they were up on their hand. They were doing like the tarantula, but they were like moving their hips back and forth. And I heard one of the guys go, "Hey, do you think they got a view on that? Wait till you get this next exercise." And I just kept moving, you know, it's because there's people from, you know, over in the park here looking at them and stuff. It was very interesting on my way in. And it's really crowded downtown today. I didn't realize that the Jamaican Festival was this weekend.
I didn't realize they closed the entire road for it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I saw him setting up yesterday when I was here. I work with Carl Falk from 3 to 6 Monday through Friday if you ever want to catch me talking sports. But I was looking out the window when they were setting up all the barriers last night, and I forgot to mention it to anybody coming up to the show. But we're going to hear talk pro wrestling. Trying to think what was the biggest thing that happened this past week in pro wrestling?
I can tell you the biggest thing that happened.
Okay.
MSG's officially sold out for the night before WrestleMania.
Oh, that happened. Okay, that did happen.
Yes.
That's amazing.
They sold 11,000 tickets pre-sale. They only sold 15,000 for the show. They sold 11,000 tickets pre-sale to the Honor Club members.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Do you think New Japan's involvement in this helped that, or do you think it would have been a sellout anyways?
I think New Japan definitely helped because of the possibility who's coming, though none of the main names are under contract for that period of time currently.
I know. The Young Bucks could be gone. Kenny Omega could be gone. You know, I mean... 2-2-2-12-80 star.
Cody 12. Could be gone. Cody's on their contract for that.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, it depends. And does Cody want to go back to, you know, having terrible gimmicks posted on him?
He can wrestle in NXT.
Yeah, that's true. 2-2-2-12-80 star 12-80 number. If you want to give us a call, you can text us at that number.
This is the first $1 million gate by any company not named WWE ever.
You mean WCW never had a million dollar gate? Really?
Because they
had 32,000 in the Peach Bowl there.
And they papered a lot too.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Well, I just wondered. I figured with 32,000, they would at least make a mill at least, you know, but okay. Even their pay-per-views, I mean, would draw pretty well. Really? So this is great. This is great for Ring of Honor. There's a whole piece of news in there. You saw that All In was sold out. We know that a long time ago. And not only with All In being sold out, some of the connections between All In and Ring of Honor have helped made it so that they can actually broadcast All In now.
Yes, that's very exciting.
Yeah, the news came out. It came out right after we got done on the air last Saturday. They came out that they will be streaming the 4-hour live event on Honor Club. If you're ROHHonorClub.com, if you're a member, you're going to get the 4-hour All In live event. Also, I guess, Fight is doing something with them too.
You can watch it on the Fight Network. I believe it's going to be on pay-per-view.
Man, there's going to be a lot of
work. And the biggest news out of this whole thing, which is probably the most exciting overall, is that the first hour is going to be broadcast live on the WGN network.
Really? Oh yeah, I remember seeing that. That's crazy.
It's going to be All In 0 hour.
All In 0 hour. So that's exciting. And that's, I mean, we're only a couple weeks away from that.
Yes, that's big news.
It's a perfect time. You know what it is? It's I think WWE is really, I think it's going to change their mindset on a few of the things they do, especially business-wise when it comes to someone else having success. And like we were talking last week, Daniel Bryan leaves that company and goes, you know, joins Cody up in there. They could make an established company out of All In. You know, they could actually debut a belt or something at this big All In show if they wanted to, you know, have like a, it would be, it's the platform for a huge announcement that we'll probably see something come from it.
You'll probably see something surprising because, like Cody said in interviews, they expected to have to do a whole bunch of promotion and everything to sell this out, and the fact it sold out in 30 minutes saved them a lot of promotion money so they can actually spend that on more talent.
Yeah, oh, that's good.
I mean, however, one of the matches they have is the over the budget battle royal.
So we're going to see the Iron Sheik come out or something?
No,
some of the big.
I thought that was a very creative name.
Yeah, interesting. I wonder how that's going to. Yeah, they have like a money in the bank type of thing going on there. You know, you get a big briefcase full of with cash sticking.
Whoever
out the
wins
side.
Actually gets their payday.
Yeah, really. Hey, oh. Heyman doesn't own this company, right?
No.
All right. 222-1280 star 12 is the number. There's just so much news coming. I did see this week too. They mentioned Dean Ambrose on Monday Night Raw this week because they had Seth Rollins looking for a tag partner.
Foreshadowing.
Yes, big time. Dean Ambrose is like on his way back. He should be back pretty soon and I can't believe.
The rumor is he will show up at SummerSlam.
Oh, it's December 2017 is when he had the tricep tendon surgery. So that, and we're talking 8 months. I think
it's been a long time.
They're saying 8 to 9 months. So it's like poor guy missed the whole thing. I think that's just super. I'm looking forward to that. That unfortunately, there's a whole slew of other injuries. We might get to those in a little bit. One other thing, when I was talking about All In, it's apparently, I saw this is the first piece of the news. It's not really like based on how important the news is, but you know that Cody Rhodes and Stephen Amell from the Arrow TV show are like buds, and apparently
Stephen Amell's been All In since the beginning.
Yeah, that's what he said. Stephen Amell's going to have something to do with this show. He's going to be wrestling on the show against Christopher Daniels.
Yeah.
Which is, and Stephen Amell broke ribs before he did that, WrestleMania match with Cody, and still went out and wrestled the match and put on a great show.
Yeah.
He did like those high flying moves off the top
super
corner.
Super athletic. I'm sure he's working out with everybody to be in shape because he knows the expectations of what's going to be on the show. So everyone might, someone might like, oh, why is he in there? And he's in there with Christopher Daniels, who's the adamant pro.
Yes. Christopher Daniels can wrestle with anybody. He reminds me a lot of Ric Flair in his heyday, where he could go in there with someone who has no skills and make him look fantastic. It's going to be a good match, and Stephen Amell got a lot of respect from the whole WWE locker room before his WrestleMania match because of the work he put into it. And if you ever saw any of the videos, he did post videos from when he was working down in NXT to get better. And as well as when they were on the road, he would show up and work out in the ring before matches and stuff with Cody, so it didn't make Cody's schedule ever any harder. He would show up where they were doing it from. So it was, he's definitely all in. He's been all in from the beginning.
Yes.
So all in, this is going to be something spectacular. We got to find a place to watch this. We really got to get together and do this because this looks like a lot of fun. On that note, we're going to go to break. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. You can give it your calls at 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We'll be back on the flip side. Going to do a little Legend of Zelda music going into the break. No, actually,
it's the Constable.
It's the Sir Constable. We'll be back after this on. Oh, I almost said another station.
Oh, no.
Fox Sports 1280, right after this.
Respect for you as our Raw general manager, but you should have known better. You should have known better. If you kick the big dog out, who's going to protect the yard? Exactly. Nobody. And that's why Brock Lesnar ragdolled you all around this ring last week.
I'm Kramer King, and reporting live here from SmackDown Live with two guys who have a very unique opportunity here for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. You guys are facing two of your most fierce opponents. I'm talking about Cesaro. I'm talking about Sheamus. I'm talking about this. How are you going to spar with the bar?
Did not get suspended, and I made sure that you will compete against Brock Lesnar for the Universal Championship at SummerSlam. I just hope you kick his ass.
Wow,
that's a soundbite. That's also really unprofessional for the general manager. You can't pick sides. You can't play favorites.
I'm CM Punk, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic on the Cash Man with Danger Boy, and it's just us. Little Marty Scurll. I love this music. I know I play it every week now. People getting sick of it, but I enjoy it.
I love Marty Scurll.
Yeah, he's a fun wrestler with Ring of Honor, New Japan as well. Welcome back to the show. I want to let you know we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. We're going to be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door 1 week from tomorrow for SummerSlam. We're going to show the whole thing. Starts at 7, so you got to get there a little bit earlier this year. Now, we were thinking about one time having our celebration, because we are celebrating 20 years on the air.
Yes.
We were going to do it maybe at SummerSlam, but I think we're going to hold it off.
We should go closer to the date.
Yeah, so it's going to be more like
Survivor Series.
Survivor Series, and that's one of the first pay-per-views I remember going to after we started this show. So that was the Survivor Series where The Rock became the corporate Rock. And they did a quick count on Mick Foley in the finals of the title tournament that they had.
A very long time ago.
Oh, it was a long time. How old were you? Like 14?
16.
Oh, it was a long time ago. But if you ever look back to it, we're talking 1998. See, there's not a lot of radio shows that can say they've been on in the 19s, okay? We started in the 19s, okay? And it's 2018 this year. It's insane. We've been doing this 20 years, but we're going to have a huge party at Salvatore's at the Garage Door for our 20th. And I'm looking forward to it. We're going to have something special go on. I did finally do that
viewing of Ready to Rumble.
Yeah, we've talked about it, doing it quite a few times. But remember, the pay-per-views all start at 7, so you'd have to get there even earlier. But
it's an all-day thing.
I want to have a cake, that's for sure. I talked to Salvatore's at the Garage Door, and they have something up their sleeve possibly for this 20th anniversary. And we may have something up our sleeve. Just wonder how much it would cost to fly Hogan to Rochester for the night, you know? And then, oh, wait a second, I forgot. That costs money. Maybe that won't happen, but that would be
perfect. So we'll start a GoFundMe.
Yeah, we'll start a GoFundMe. Bring Hogan to the Pain Clinic's 20th anniversary party. There.
Brother.
Well, I'd just take a call from him that weekend. But, hey, we're back on the show. Thank you so much for listening. Okay, this is what I want to talk about. And I know we talked a couple weeks ago about, you know, and I'm sure you've seen it in the news, when CM Punk and Colt Cabana won their legal battle with the WWE. You know how happy Colt or CM Punk was. We never really saw Colt there though. After that, they just showed Punk and coming out of the courtroom and stuff. Now we're hearing this past week, there's a little of a trouble in paradise. We know that Colt Cabana and CM Punk have had a little falling out since then because Colt Cabana was showing up backstage at some WWE shows.
They had a falling out a couple years ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago when Punk left. So Danger Boy, what's the story going on between these two guys now?
So Colt Cabana is now suing Mr. CM Punk over legal fees from this court case. And some of the details that have come out are very, very interesting as to he's suing him for the legal fees and for fraud, because apparently the entire time Punk said he would watch his back, he would take care of him, take care of the legal fees, all that stuff, and told him not to take stuff down when he was asked to, because Colt Cabana was asked several times to take down the interview by Chris Amon, and he did not because CM Punk told him to leave it up. And he would cover his back with legal fees. And all of a sudden, the lawyer's like, hey, you're not paying your legal fees, you know. And then CM Punk told him, he's like, I paid $500,000 in legal fees. Half of that's yours. And I've got this much left to pay. And half of that's yours. And just kind of like completely did a 180 on what he was saying, according to what the filed complaints are. And so Colt Cabana is suing CM Punk for $1 million.
Wow.
Over $1 million.
And these guys used to be the best of friends.
Yes.
I mean, I think... See, Colt Cabana and CM Punk both came into WWE at the same time. Cabana didn't quite work out as well.
Well, they both worked on the indies.
Yeah. That's where they met.
Yes.
I just remember because our friend Matt Capitelli, God bless his soul.
He played football with Cabana. Yeah,
he played football with Cabana. And when we had him up in the studio, he goes, you ever hear of Colt Cabana? And I said, yeah, we've heard him. He's Ring of Honor. And he goes, you ever hear of CM Punk? And it's like, the Pittsburgh area. CM Punk was like the big indie guy. You know, I mean, he was the indie darling at the time.
He was a huge. I saw him for the first time in, I want to say Boston. That's the first time I talked to him, was in Boston, outside of Boston, when we went and he wrestled in one of the bloodier matches I've ever seen. I still have a part of the table that
Oh, that's right.
Raven through that's signed by all the ROH guys who are now WWE guys like Samoa Joe and AJ Styles. And
it's hanging up on your wall in your basement,
yeah, it's downstairs,
right?
in the man cave.
I remember taking a picture of it last time I was down in the man cave, and it said, and that blood was CM Punk's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was pointing at that, and that was
he
the caption.
He circled it and signed it himself.
That was the caption of the picture, was yeah. CM Punk's blood. Well, man, this is crazy, because they're falling out. I was accurate about that, right? They because Colt was going backstage and seeing friends and stuff.
Well, it might be part of this, too, because this apparently was happening along the way that no one really knew about. So, I mean, I could see getting over, going backstage to talk to friends. It was also, a lot of people are upset with CM Punk because he doesn't talk with any of his old friends from WWE, really.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone who stayed with the company, he doesn't really talk to, according to what we've heard.
Yeah, so, interesting.
So he might have to wrestle to make up some of this money that he owes people.
Yeah, who knows? You know, I mean, not that we're saying that's, you know, I think this is a built-in feud.
It's a swerve.
Could you imagine it all in with, you know, Colt Cabana comes out at the end and starts bad-mouthing Punk, and then you hear you know, Cult of Personality starting.
You think
know?
They have enough money to budget to
you hear
the
this?
Cult of Personality?
You hear this? Well, he's friends with the band, so, you know.
You would hear and the then Colt place then Colt, explode.
Yeah, then Colt Cabana comes out, or then CM Punk comes out, and then they just, you know, have a brawl all over the place. You could start a company on what's happening with, you know, so much of this stuff that's going on, even on the away from the WWE, you know? Think about it. Yeah, I think that's crazy. But, man, who knows? What do you guys think? 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. It's just a, you know, it's a shame because they were really, really good friends. I mean, obviously, when they were staying, when, you know, Cabana would stay at Punk's place and actually do his shows out of Punk's apartment there in Chicago.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but life happens.
It does. It does. So it's like, man, that's, you know, that's, and I think that was a pretty big story that came out. And it's like, I don't know, sometimes, like I said, sometimes stuff gets leaked to the news.
That was quite the impressive court case that he ran up $500,000 in legal, each of them did.
Yeah.
$500,000 in legal fees.
I didn't realize you had to pay for your own if you won. Oh, they were being sued by Eamon, so it was like, so they were defending themselves.
They can go back after him for their legal fees if they wanted to. I know Punk was asked about it originally, and he said, no, I'll take this win. It's because he was only paying half of what everybody thought he was paying.
Yeah, apparently so. And we never did see Scott Colton or Colt Cabana come out of the, he wasn't there, I think, when they had the verdict down. Maybe he was, and I mean, he's busy with Ring of Honor. He's one of their announcers. That's a lot of money. I mean, I don't know where he stands on, you know, making money he's made in his career, but $500,000 to, you know, or $250,000 that Punk wants from him, you know, I don't know, you know, it's, you know, and it's a handshake kind of deal. So who knows where it's going to go. Hopefully hopefully they don't end up hating each other and, you know, or if they do, that they can turn it into an angle. It'd be interesting, I think, with that. Let's get on to some other news. Let's see. Oh, let's talk about this week. We had we talked about it last week that Aleister Black got hurt when he was wrestling in Vegas. He got crotch chopped by Ciampa and something happened. He got hurt, had to have surgery. They said it was quite scary. And, now NXT scrambling to make a main event for NXT TakeOver. Now, they did this past week. What do you think about it, Danger? We've got a new...
Well, they made the... During the show, this was the week that they aired the taping for where they made the three-way
yeah.
that they originally had. And then immediately after the show ended, they put it online. The Aleister Black was attacked backstage and laid out, and they're trying to figure out who did it and all this stuff. But he was not medically cleared for TakeOver now, which is a week away. They're saying he might actually be out till October at this point.
Hmm.
So it was real serious what happened. But so now they're doing the match that they were supposed to have at the last TakeOver that they weren't able to do because WWE decided that Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles in the last man standing match was what they wanted to do instead, which also involved crotch shots.
Yes.
So this in the main event now will be Ciampa versus Gargano in a last man standing match for the title.
And that's what everybody really, eventually we were going to get it anyways. Okay.
Yeah.
Eventually. But in the process of killing some time there, Aleister Black did win the title, held it for a good month, I think.
If you don't follow Ciampa on Twitter, you need to. He is fantastic.
Yeah. The old switcheroo with the beards.
The switcheroo with the beards, the talking about how he's the perfect role model for your kids. all sorts of fun stuff.
I remember when he was he had a cup of coffee in Impact Wrestling, I think. Was it? No, Ring of Honor, he was there for quite a while.
Yeah.
But he was like, his last run in Ring of Honor, he was like the crazy guy. He was like the guy who lost his
psycho killer.
Yeah, he lost his mind, you know? And he was like, and he was doing things, you know, like beating people senseless outside the ring with, you know, crutches and other things he could grab, you know? So much like we saw the crutch shot on Johnny Gargano, which, you know, he did, but there, you know, it was, I thought it was a great gimmick for him. I mean, cause he looks like the guy who could pull that off.
No, in reality, I'm worried about this whole trying to find out who attacked Aleister Black, cause it's been like 3 years and they still don't know who attacked Hideo Itami.
Yeah, yeah.
Outside when he got hurt.
Maybe it was Itami. We already saw Itami wrestle Black here in Rochester, so.
It was a really good match.
Yeah, I was gonna say, now Aleister will be back before they come to Buffalo.
No, not necessarily.
Oh.
They said possibly October.
Oh. That's not good. That's not good. I mean, if you guys are, what's the date on that anyways?
Do you remember the date? Off the top of my head. I know it's towards the end of September.
Yeah. It's
so it'll be close.
I could tell you if I had my phone, but we're on Facebook Live right now.
Yeah.
You want to watch Danger Boy ripping through papers now.
Yeah, it's not in the papers.
It's not, but we just found out about a couple weeks ago. But NXT will be at Riverworks in Buffalo. If you want to go see it, you definitely want to go see it.
I think it's
it.
Like 6 weeks before ROH is there.
Yeah, ROH is there. They do another New Japan crossover.
Yes.
Yeah, so we get New Japan Ring of Honor again and have your knees crushed if you're sitting in the front row as they get smashed into the boards. You know, no one's hurt seriously, you know, but
it wasn't that bad.
I know. I got out of there because it was just hard because we're big guys. You put three of us together in a row. And it's, you know, it's like my arm, I'm like Chris Farley, fat guy in a little suit, you know, I'm like, I can just wave my hands. That's about all I could do, you know, and, but Cody Rhodes came up and, was very kind to you guys.
He was very kind to everybody.
Yeah, he was. He was, hopefully Cody's still, you know, hopefully.
Very appreciative of everybody being there.
By the way, I know a lot of people in Rochester. I know, actually a couple friends in town who I'm friends with online as well. Who bought tickets to MSG already. So they're part of that big sellout down there.
I'm kind of disappointed because now we're going to be scrambling on Saturday night whether we want to scalp tickets or try to get tickets to NXT, which is also going to sell out.
Yes, it will. And that's going to be in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I can see. All the
Or we could just get a big-ass hotel room and have two big TVs and watch both of them.
Plug them in through our phones so we'll get the network. Yeah, you know, there's
they have free Wi-Fi. We can bring down like a Fire Stick or something. And
yeah, well, it'd be pretty easy to do that.
Yeah.
Most TVs in hotel rooms have like USB inputs nowadays.
The one I was in for 2 weeks had one, and I completely forgot my controller for my Fire Stick I brought with me.
Oh, no, Danger Boy. Danger Boy was out. Yeah, it was nice to get you back last week after that, and it's been a crazy week. And before we go to break, why don't we talk a little Buffalo Bills? You happy with what you saw of the Buffalo Bills this weekend?
I'm happy
Thursday
with an opened up offense. I'm happy with, them actually having a quarterback competition and seeing passes made that were not made in previous seasons, to guys who weren't necessarily wide open and turning out for the better. And that Josh Allen's first throw was a flat footed 65 yard bomb, even if it was 3 yards out of bounds.
Sure. And the guy caught it too.
The guy caught it three
yards out of bounds.
He didn't put any effort into that and it went 65 yards in the air.
Cool. Well, that sounds pretty awesome. We got some news. There actually is a show in town today. It's a
Why my phone, I couldn't look it up on my phone because I have that pulled up.
Home runs and headlocks. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. What big stars are coming to town? As well as your calls, 222-1280, star 1280. You can text us at that number. We'll be back right after this.
Now, I could have warned those of you that are squeamish to turn away, but to be honest with you, watching you, feeling you squirm is one of the reasons why I did it in the first place. I made a vow to take out, to destroy every superstar that you put up on a pedestal. I made a vow to alter their lives, end their careers, and dismantle their precious identities that you love so much. I will become so violent that you will want to change the channel.
You know, Jinder, the truth is I've never been the same since I lost that title. I haven't been myself since then, but now I can feel the title within my grasp again, and because of that, and thanks to you, I've never been more at peace, I've never been more clear-headed. In fact, I'm so clear-headed that I have a great idea for tonight, Jinder. Jinder, do you know what needs to happen tonight? Tonight, one more time, Jinder Mahal versus Braun Strowman.
So do you consider Brock Lesnar a friend of yours?
Yes, I do. And my children consider his children to be their friends. I don't want anybody close to my family. He certainly doesn't want anybody close to his family. This is not how I envisioned it ending. We always, since the beginning, we've always talked about riding off into the sunset together. The Universal Championship over one shoulder, the UFC title over the other, and me standing behind him, proclaiming to the world the reigning defend.
This is the Nature Boy Ric Flair. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen or feel the pain. Woo!
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. Little Heyman there. Do you think, did you give him the Oscar right now?
That promo was fantastic. That was the most emotional promo they've aired. It was a little campy, but that was the most emotional promo they've aired, like, forever.
To me, it smells of a huge double turn.
Oh, yeah. All day.
It smells of a
huge... Did you see afterwards they posted on their YouTube channel, there was another question, or there was another something else, and he goes, right at the end, I forgot what he was talking about, he goes, something about Brock killing Roman Reigns, and then he goes... Unless, and then gets a smirk on his face and walks out, and Renee Young goes, unless what? Yeah. And there's going to be something.
Yeah. There's
they don't post that for no reason.
No. And you know, but Roman Reigns is a good guy. He doesn't want any help from Heyman, but you know.
Turn him.
We have not seen a traditional manager double turn in years in this business.
That's because we have no managers anymore.
I know, but I mean, I remember one of the best ones I ever saw was Percy Pringle. Going from the corner of the sheep herders to the corner of the, I think it was the assassins down in Texas. And then after if it was the assassins who won, then they beat up Percy Pringle in the ring, even though they won.
I just remember Percy Pringle with Eric Embry, who I hated.
Oh, man.
Even when he was a good guy, I hated him.
Yeah, no, everyone loved Eric Embry, didn't they?
I hated Eric Embry. I was like five.
Yeah, we're talking a lot. The blonde-haired guy, it was,
it was a long time ago.
I don't remember him wrestling much. I remember him doing more promo work than anything.
Well, he turned heel at one point.
Yeah, he did. Another guy that Mick Foley talks about working with for quite a while. But, Eric Embry, and man, that Heyman promo, that was, that was setting something up.
It was fantastic.
We got one more week of it. So, I mean, obviously we're going to get Brock on TV this week, setting up the pay-per-view. This is the week where everything, the boiling point is hit as the shows come to an end.
Unfortunately, and I hate to say this, that's one of the few angles I'm actually interested in for this entire pay-per-view.
Yeah. You know what? I'm happy to see my friends from the Bludgeon Brothers. They're going to get a pay-per-view match with, unfortunately, the New Day.
I was kind of hoping for Cesaro and Sheamus. I think they'd be a fun match.
Yeah, I think it would be too. I mean, I'd be happier to see Sanity against them, okay? And that's why I was playing Sanity's music. I like their music. I like Killian Dane. I like Eric Young and whoever else they put out there with them. They're fine, and I would like to see them. But yeah, AJ Styles, Samoa Joe should burn the place down.
It should be a great match, but the build-up's been terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Samoa Joe did a great promo a couple weeks ago, and then this week AJ's just like, yay.
Yeah.
Don't let him respond to what was said.
Yeah, they wait a week. They stretch it out. Maybe AJ's just going through some injuries or something, just so that they can build it up, keep him out of the ring for a while. I don't know. Yeah, there's. We'll get the full rundown next week on the show. What's going to happen? But interesting. WWE's talking. You know, starting to promote a little bit about this October 6th show that they're doing in Australia, the Super Show.
Yes.
They just announced that John Cena is going to be taking on Kevin Owens.
That's that should be a fun match.
This is like one of the much like the Dubai Super Show.
And if you've been following John Cena at all, he promised a sixth move of doom on this show too.
Ooh. Well, he does have it. It's the DDT does bouncing off the ropes, right? Isn't that the sixth?
Oh, that was a stunner
that
could have killed several people.
Yeah. I thought that maybe that was the sixth move.
But they say he's debuting a sixth move of doom.
But this is going to be a free show on, well, not free. I mean, you have to pay for the network to get the network, but it will be aired on the network. It's on a Saturday. It's coming from Melbourne, Australia. So it could be playing at 10 in the morning, maybe. I don't know. It depends on the time difference.
I'm not 100% sure what these time zone differences. They're almost a full day ahead.
They're like a full day ahead. So who knows? But they're going to be, and not only that, but we also get the Triple H versus The Undertaker. At that show.
For the last time ever.
The last time ever. Though last time ever, we've seen these guys in the ring both once in the last year. I mean, Undertaker's wrestled actually a pay-per-view, besides WrestleMania. So, he's been around a bit. I think he's in better shape now than he was a couple of years ago. So,
he's not as beat up. He's not having multiple surgeries currently and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, so that we've got that coming up October 6th. We'll probably be on the air when they're showing it, so we'll probably be watching the network on our phones that day.
Yeah.
But if you're on right now online and you're friends with us on Facebook, you can see Danger Boy in his red Rochester Red Wings hat.
Yeah, you don't want to see me that much.
He's got, not only that, his Southpaw wrestling shirt. You know,
yes. Well,
there's a big draw right there. Some other news. We have some injury news. Now, I don't know who Tegan Knox is, but she was hurt.
She's in the women's, the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah, or she was until she got hurt. Apparently something happened.
Well, they taped it. She got hurt during one of the matches they were taping.
Oh, and she jumped out. She did a dive out of the ring and something happened to her leg.
Yeah, the entire thing has been taped up to the finals, so there are spoilers out there if you're the type of person that likes to see that kind of thing. But it starts airing September 5th after NXT. They will be airing the shows.
Okay, so it's not that far away, really.
No,
it's coming up in and there's some surprise names that are in that list. But I'm not gonna spoil it for anybody.
Everybody's been announced, I think.
Has everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. So there is no surprise names.
Not really.
If you're on their website, you can read it all right there.
Yeah.
Some other news on injuries. Jason Jordan's neck injury appears to be worse than they first expected. He was actually just cleared to come back recently, but since he's been out of action since early 2018, he underwent neck surgery on February 5th. He was cleared several weeks back and was tentatively scheduled to be back in the ring in July, but that never happened. Jordan did represent WWE at the 2018 Special Olympics Games during the first week of July, and he's reported to be backstage for a few Raw events in May and July, but they're taking it easy with him because he had a neck surgery.
Yeah, and
he was the one who was having numbness in his hands, right?
We were talking about this when it first went down, how it could possibly be a long-term thing, and then his wife was putting out tweets that he'll be back in a month and all this stuff, and we're like, that's a little skeptical. And it's turning out it was more of a thing than, I mean, you gotta be careful with this stuff. You don't wanna, he's still very young. You don't wanna shorten your career too much, and shorten your quality of life.
No, definitely.
By rushing back.
Yeah.
Don't beat Kurt Angle.
Yeah, he had the same injury that Kurt Angle had, his dad. And he had the surgery to fix that, much like his dad did too. And Kurt Angle took a while to come back from it.
It must be genetic.
Yeah, must be. Wink, wink. All right. So some other news. Lince Dorado recently suffered a ruptured thumb ligament. No word on yet whether where and when he suffered it or if he'll miss any ring time. Or he has a small cast he's been wearing.
Yeah, I think he's been wrestling with a small cast on.
A ruptured thumb ligament. I can imagine that's not something that probably heals too fast either. Maria Kanellis, she was training to get back in the ring since having a baby, and she suffered a broken wrist while training. She'll be in a cast for 6 weeks. I don't even remember Maria Kanellis wrestling before she went to have the baby. She was just coming out.
She did not in WWE.
Yeah, no.
She did on the indies a bit.
Did she? I was going to say she's just coming out with her husband, right?
Yeah, pretty much. She was doing that in Impact as well. She wasn't wrestling at all really then. I think she was champion though.
She must have been, at one. She did, I don't remember. She
wrestled in her first WWE run.
Yes, and she wrestled in Impact too, and she was champion in Impact, I believe.
I think she was handed the belt though.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's how it went. But it's very interesting that she's making her way back from, you know, much like, speaking of coming back from pregnancy. If you've been following the Maurice Miz show, apparently not a lot of you are.
Well, it started out a lot, and then no one continued.
Yeah, well, it was terrible. I watched it this past week. It was terrible.
I refuse to watch those shows.
You know what it is they write a script for a half-hour show, and then they do it. And then they make it seem like it's all, you know, normal things in their life.
Yeah.
It's not. It's terrible. And it's right in the same vein as the Divas. And if it ever goes back up, I will be surprised. I think it's a terrible show. Okay, sorry. I know there's probably some fans out there who like the show. But, you know, I mean.
Doubtful.
Yeah. I mean, the Miz is a nice guy in real life. Yes. And, you know, I mean, we've told.
He's a Browns fan.
Yes, he's a Browns fan, too. We told the story, I think, on the air a couple times about how he was ribbing us when we were at the
stupid Jeff Tool.
At the live show that they had in town here where we were giving him grief outside. Because who was the guy who was his quarterback was that time? It's a guy from Cleveland who was a backup. The Bills backup took on the Cleveland backup the week before, and Miz was on the sidelines. Well,
both starters got hurt.
Yeah. And so it was a bunch of backups, and so we were like ribbing them about the quarterback
Jeff Tool was playing for the Bills.
Jeff Tool was playing.
It was E.J. Manuel started the game, was having a good game, got taken out at the knee, and Jeff Tool started. Was playing.
So the Miz remembers us when we're in the front row during his match, and he's like playing, he's hurt on the ground. Yeah, he's like laying face first on the ground next to us, and he's telling us Tool sucks the whole time.
Yeah.
I wish I had a recorder there. I could have played it for John DeTullio because he might have thought he was talking about him. Yeah, no.
First his ego a little?
No, John DeTullio is a great man. I love John DeTullio. But it's funny. He's like, you know, he's like, Tool sucks. And he kept saying it over and over. So it's like, yes, we heard you, Miz. You know, but Miz, I believe, is a really genuine guy. That's one match I would like to see too at SummerSlam is Daniel Bryan and the Miz. Cause if you don't put Daniel Bryan over after all these years, then you just wasted such an incredible
that
build.
That he's leaving a week later, 2 weeks later.
I was going to say, I don't know where, you know, I mean, then it makes me dislike the management of WWE if they can't put Daniel Bryan over.
That's what makes you dislike the management?
Well, that's one thing that certainly will. We're gonna go to break on that because, I mean, yeah, really, that's it? Just that? No, there's lots of things, but, you know, well, we already did that one. Hold on, we're gonna go to break. Maybe we'll go to break with a little Tommy Dreamer, Man in the Box. We've gotta talk about this show in town here tonight. Why don't we tease it right now?
Headlocks and home runs tonight. Let me pull that back up, seeing as my phone closed.
Oh, I was going to say, it's going to be
at MVP Sports Park in Webster.
Yep.
Doors open at 5:30, shows at 6. You will see that you have seen on TV.
People you've seen on TV are going to be in Webster today.
You will see Chris Masters, you will see Homicide, and you will see LAX.
Nice. And as well as all the big stars from UPW here
Correct.
In town. Colin Delaney will be there.
Yes, Colin Delaney will be there. Nick Ando, the champion, will be there.
Yeah, that's right. It's guys we've had up in the studio. Good friends of mine. I should have kicking myself. I didn't ask anyone to come up. Sorry, guys. But we'll talk about it a little more on the flip side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Clinic on 1280 WHTK. That's how we do it, Second City Saints.
All right. There, listen, I think Nakamura's music's more over than Nakamura is right now.
They're doing nothing with him.
I know.
On what they're promoting for shows afterwards, he's not even like. He might not lose the title, but he's not really in the picture.
Yeah.
They've spoiled some of the results from SummerSlam, if you're to believe the cards that are being posted for, like, Hell in a Cell and whatnot.
That stinks, because, I mean, Nakamura he should have had at least one one title run.
Well, his contract is up in January, and we'll see what he does.
Well, I, you know what? He's probably saying, I hate this company.
I can mess with MSG.
They make me low blow everybody. That's not what I do. See, I don't know. Who knows? I mean, I love Nakamura. It's a shame that he's not being used correctly. And yes, AJ Styles is the guy on SmackDown. He is the guy.
Yes.
Which
is weird to say 3 years after he came.
Yes, because, yeah, I know. It's like, he's the guy, and then he wasn't the guy, and then he was the guy. And he had two pay-per-view matches with Roman Reigns that, you know, put Roman Reigns over, making Roman Reigns look sweet, and he still didn't help Roman Reigns whatsoever.
Nothing helps Roman Reigns except for Paul Heyman getting beat up.
Yes, yeah, Paul Heyman getting beat up.
Or becoming a Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah, you know.
Which is going to happen.
Yeah. Did you see what Roman Reigns said about you? Here's my phone. Dumb. Well, let's talk. So we've got the big show tonight, UPW. Home runs and headlocks? Headlocks and home runs?
Headlocks and home runs.
That's right. It's going to be in wet and in Xerox, and you've got these big names. You got Chris Masters. I wonder if he's going to do the Masterpiece Challenge. Remember he used to do the
Master Lock Challenge?
Master Lock Challenge. Remember?
I would not be surprised if it was there.
I remember we had him on once when he was after he'd been released by WWE. And remember, that's when we used to use sound bites when we would introduce people.
Yes.
And I had one for Murph where it was done, and he comes on and he goes, I like the RoboCop sound. And it's because that's exactly where I stole it from.
Yep.
You know, I took the sound bite for Murph. Remember Murph? Oh, I missed it, dude. I wish, you know, hopefully we'll get to see him when we have this big anniversary party. He definitely would be an MVP there. Yeah, I think we're going to have to invite every guest back. That will fill the place. Co-host. If we just get all the old co-hosts back, we'll fill the place with co-hosts.
And yet the two who started are still standing.
Yeah, that's true.
Two. Well, I mean, I was a phone screener then.
Yeah.
I didn't talk yet.
I
got to call Terry Funk, though. That was awesome.
I will tell you, when this show debuted on WHTK,
I couldn't drive myself here.
He could. Yeah, Danger Boy got dropped off. Sometimes you get dropped off at my house at like 6 in the morning, so I could drive him with me.
But I got free Tom Wells and free Bill Grace.
That's right. And donuts, too. We used to have all sorts of wonderful treats up here. But when we first started the show, the very first week we were on there, it was Dr. Love, Mad Dog Bobby Rogers, and the Cash Man. Actually, Richie Rich, the Cash Man, and his dog Dollar. Okay, and don't let anyone ever tell you that those weren't the first three guys in the show, because there's, as far as I'm concerned, that's how the show debuted.
It was how the show debuted.
It was, so it's like, so.
And if you want to go back even further, the first
Danger Boy was our phone screener. And he didn't have.
I missed the first week.
Oh, you missed it. I was going to say, you didn't even have the Danger Boy name yet either.
No, I called in that week because I missed it. And that's when Mad Dog gave me the Danger Boy name.
Oh, okay. You see, we wanted like the little, you know, in radio, there's always like this one guy on the show, like the goofy morning show where they have the one guy, Danger Guy, on there who's going to go out and do some crazy stuff in the road while we're on the air. You know,
yeah, he was teasing that the week before when we went and met Bill Goldberg.
That's right. We did. We met Bill.
The first time we met Mad Dog.
That's right. I met Mad Dog in a parking lot at the Rochester. It was at the time it was a holiday.
It was the Holodome.
Yeah, and we met Bill Goldberg there. He was doing a signing. He was going that weekend to, I think it was Halloween Havoc. No, it was, I'm trying to remember. He had just wrestled DDP,
and it was just after Halloween Havoc.
If you ever listen to our original interview, he's eating the entire time. So it was nothing. You know, I mean, we do things right when we do it on the Pain Clinic.
And change was like 7.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. And we got some pictures with Goldberg, and then he came back like a year later and did another autograph signing there. And, Bill Goldberg's always, you know, he was our very first guest, as well as we had, Tony Marino on too, the very first show we wanted to, and we had this guy named Dr. Love who was on the air with us, who, hopefully will make an appearance before, our 20th.
Are those paternity lawsuits?
Yeah, you know, I mean,
waning down a bit.
Yeah, there's people who work up here that he can't be within 50 feet of, so it's like, it's still this, we're gonna have to make sure they take the day off, you know, but, lots of excitement, but UPW tonight, you definitely do not want to miss it, man, these names in town. Remember that, because a couple years ago when we had Dan Severin in here, when he was up there for the show.
Yes.
So it's like, Chris Masters.
And I haven't seen the Cash Stash since, and I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, the Cash Stash is not coming back. I'm sorry. You know, unless I go into a coma and it looks good when I wake up after 3 months, it is not coming back. Some other news real briefly before we get out of here. Cain Velasquez has been, he was shown this week on WWE's NXT. You probably saw him in the crowd there, Danger.
Yep.
He's been training recently with showing guys how to throw punches and make them look, you know, like they hurt. Hey,
before you forget, don't you have a big surprise?
Oh yeah, that's coming up, but I'm going to wait to the last second because
we're almost to the last second.
We're getting there. We got a couple minutes left. We got a couple of minutes. We've got, you know, they've given me some extra time this week. They've given the Pain Clinic some extra time. So, you know, we've got, okay, I'm going to do it now. You're going to have to start calling now. Okay. Caller 12 got a pair of tickets to the WWE Live House Show. August 26th, a pair of tickets. But this is it. You got to tell me who's on the air today. That's the only, if you can't tell me who I am and who the guy across from me in the other room is, then you do not get the ticket. So caller 12, you get the first shot. 222-1280, star 12 is the number. Pair of tickets, WWE House Show. I can't even tell you where the seats are. I have no idea, but you will be in the door. It's Sunday, August 26th. You got to have that.
The price is right. Free 90 free.
Free. And you have to pick it up here, too. So 222-1280, star 12-80. And I will get to that as we get out of the show here, because you just let it ring if you get on, and if you actually want those tickets. But there's some new Sean Strickland, a guy who wrestled for Lucha Underground, is Killshot. WWE is talking about bringing in, and
they're liking the Lucha Underground guys.
Yeah, they are. They're definitely into them. So, we are good. Now we're down to the last minute. So keep calling 222-1280, star 1280, because I have to talk on the air. I can't answer the phones at the same time.
Wednesday, August 22nd is WWE Day for the Mets.
I was going to tell you about that. You're going to love it. And you know who's going to be there? Mickie James. She smells so good.
That's one we can't get within 50 feet of.
Yeah, Mickie James. Yeah, she hugged everybody.
She's so nice.
She was so nice. And she's going to be there. Jeff Hardy's going to be there. Kurt Hawkins.
He's still around?
He's still around.
Has he won a match yet?
I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen a cane out in a while, so we're going to get out of here. I want to thank you for listening. Keep calling, because I cannot answer the phones until we get out of the show, and that's about to happen any second here now. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week talking about the last build-up before we hit SummerSlam, and remind you that you can come out to Salvatore's at the garage door. Hang out with us to watch it. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll see you next week, folks.